Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and still trying to shake this raspy voice after a week or so. But I never exactly know which voice is going to show up in any half an hour. But it doesn't hurt. Don't worry about that. Suzanne Mulvihill is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, our good friend, and my good friend especially. I've gotten to know Suzanne over the years, as she's been a very valuable member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of Profit Strategies Incorporated and the author of the outstanding book I'm holding in my hand, Employee to Entrepreneur. And she is working on some groundbreaking stuff about entrepreneurship. And she's here to talk to us about it. Suzanne, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And I want to congratulate you on the work that you continue to do on entrepreneurship, on what it takes to get something out of the ground. I predict that what you're working on today is going to be very, very, going to be seen very soon as very important.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm actually working with the university even to do a study on the emotional endurance aspect. So
that's it. You know, and that's the thing. A lot of people start small businesses and they know the industry. A lot of people, you know, maybe they've worked for a major corporation all their lives. They know their industry, and they decide they want to go do it on their own. And they know all they need to know about business, and they know all they need to know about the industry, about their product. They got all the financial stuff down pat. Maybe they got everything wired. But if they've never actually run a small business, they don't know anything yet about the emotional endurance part, do they?
Well, that's correct. And I'm laughing because it was my experience that you're sharing. You know, as I shared on your show before, it took me 3 tries to quit my job thinking that I could do it, you know, because it was much more difficult emotionally than it was in writing a business plan.
Mm-hmm.
That was the easy part.
Right. No, exactly. Well, there are all these other people, though, Suzanne, who don't have the industry background. They start a business anyway. They don't have a financial background. They start a business anyway. And I guess my point is, there are a lot of strikes against anybody who starts a small business for the first time, even if they know business, even if they know their industry. And
absolutely,
if you don't know any of that, if you don't know your industry, and you've seen people do this, you've counseled people for years on this, you've seen them say things like, "I love to cook, so I want to start a restaurant." You know, that's a dangerous statement to make. And things like that, but so they got extra strikes against them.
Right.
But the emotional part, getting the guts, as you say, and not only getting the guts, but being able to come back day after day and have the emotional endurance, that's the hard part, isn't it?
That's what I found to be the hard part.
Because you can learn the other stuff, can't you?
You can learn the other, well, and you can learn the emotional endurance, too. That's what I've found. You can develop that, and that's what I teach, is to help people develop their emotional stamina or emotional endurance to withstand the emotional challenges of starting and running a business. And, you know, as I shared when I was a business counselor, when someone came in crying because they signed a 3-year lease and they didn't have money to pay for it and they weren't sure, there was no marketing, Jim, that I could share with them at that moment to help them.
Right.
So, you know, that's developing these skills, you know, and I have a few to share with you today that maybe for our listeners that might be interested in figuring out how to get started.
Let's do it.
So one of the things that I found very helpful, and this was for my personal life, Jim, when I had already tried twice to leave, it was I'd started to do something different every day to get used to change.
Slow down on that one just for a minute. What do you mean by that? What would be an example of something different?
Anything for me was walking my dog the other way around the block. Valet parking if you never valet park. Going to work a different way. Just getting because we are so habitual as human beings that when we try to quit our job, that's a huge transition compared to just starting to get used to
making things. So what you're saying is before you decide to start your own business, shake up your life
Absolutely.
In other ways.
Absolutely.
Now, see, for me, shaking up my life would be not getting valet parking.
Well, whatever
see,
it
I'd,
is.
See, I'd have to, but which I wouldn't like that because I like valet parking. But, yeah, you know, it would be like, for me, shaking up my life would be going to Walmart, you know, instead of not going to Walmart.
Well, whatever, you know, for me, when I order breakfast, I like, you know, two eggs, sunny yeah. side up with an everything bagel toasted with cream cheese, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, it can come out of my mouth without even having to think about it.
Right, but so how would you shake up your breakfast now?
I'd order scrambled eggs with, you know, maybe a sesame bagel and not toasted. And just, but the point was that I did this every day to get used to change because I found out that writing a business plan wasn't enough. I wrote a business plan and I still quit and couldn't leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and saving money wasn't
Are you saying,
either.
Are you saying that you were too comfortable?
Yeah. Well, yes, I was comfortable, and even though I wanted to make the change, there was nothing in my being that was familiar with change.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what, you know, and like I said, I went to a class one time, Jim, before I quit, you know, like part one or part two, first try or second try, and they said two things. You need to save money, Suzanne, and you need to write a business plan. I thought, no problem. You know, I have an MBA. I can write
right.
a business plan. I wrote a business plan, and saving money was not a problem because I'm a saver.
Right.
But that wasn't it for me. For me, there was another level that I was petrified of the unknown of what was going to happen to me when I did quit this job.
Well, and as you know now, certainly, because you've been doing this on your own now for a while, and as anybody who runs a small business knows, every day, as much as you plan, every day is a new day, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean, it doesn't have to be a completely new world, like, you know, which is the way people... Which is the way it is for people who don't have a clue, but if you have a clue, which you obviously did, and you you had some experience. Still, even the best of us, even the best small business owners, every day there's a new challenge and a new change waiting to happen, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely, and learning to trust that process, trusting more than we want to, you know, and that for me didn't happen, Jim, until I was already in my business for a couple of years. I was still like white knuckling it for the first couple of years.
One of my Brain Trust members, I'm trying to remember who it was. I'll think of it in a minute. Says to lead with change.
Yes.
Don't just experience change.
Lead
with change.
Excellent point.
Use it as a tool. Leverage it. And I'll think of who that was on the break and tell you who it was on the other side of these messages. It's 20 after. We're visiting with our good friend Suzanne Mulvihill. She's the author of Employee to Entrepreneur. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And check out all the other things, including my blog. I hope you'll check that out. And if you want to go to the homepage at smallbusinessadvocate.com, you'll find it there. Or you can go straight to the blog by going to jimsblog.biz. And Suzanne Mulvihill is our guest. She's all over our website. Lots of archives, past shows that we've done about getting the guts to start a business and other things that she and I have talked about. Suzanne, give us your website, please.
EmotionalEndurance.com.
EmotionalEndurance.com. They can find the book there?
They can find the book there. It's through Amazon. You can buy it through Amazon.
Employee to Entrepreneur. If they go to your website, can they get an autographed copy, Suzanne?
They can email me, and I can send them one through me. Absolutely.
Okay, well, we're going to make you work for this book sale.
That's
here,
fine.
Suzanne.
No problem with
you
that.
You just got back from Vienna, Austria.
That's correct.
What were you doing over there?
I was working with some colleagues from the U.K. about doing some projects with the U.N. in developing nations, and they call it SME development.
To help them with emotional endurance.
Exactly.
This is a topic that's gaining attention all over the world, isn't it?
Absolutely. I've presented in the UK and in Wales, well, England and in Wales this past, for the last 2 years I've been
yeah.
in England and Wales.
Yeah.
So.
What did the people across the pond get this?
Absolutely.
Because, you know, being an entrepreneur in Europe, especially old Europe, is not easy.
Well, it's getting, like in England, it's easier to open up a business there now than it was in the regulations are not as stringent as they have been.
The banking system is not conducive to entrepreneurship over there.
Well,
you can't just walk into. I mean, I don't know how it is today, but 6 months ago or a year ago, you know, you couldn't just walk in like in America. You can walk in and walk out with a business bank account in, you know, in 20 minutes. Over there, it takes months.
Yeah, but they're getting better at it. There's a foundation of social entrepreneurs in London that that has grant money for social entrepreneurs. And, mm-hmm. You know, so they really are working on what they call SME, small to medium-sized enterprise development in throughout the European Union.
Well, you know, at least in America, the only emotional endurance you need is managing the business. You don't have to really. I mean, we do have regulation and governmental stumbling blocks that get in our way sometimes that we have to have some endurance about. But as access to entry, you know, we can start a business pretty easy over here in America.
Right, and that, like you said, we can start a business easily. We can just, you know, go
maybe,
online and
maybe
start
too
one.
Easy.
And that's
what do you think?
Well, that's why, especially why the emotional endurance is so important, because you can start up tomorrow, you know, mm-hmm. So you have to be prepared.
Well, you know, I think about starting a business, the metaphor I think about is babies, mm-hmm. Suzanne. You and mm-hmm. I are both parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, making a baby is easy. Raising a child is another story.
That's right.
Right? So I really do think about it like birthing a baby and raising a child, and whatever comes at you, if you're going to be a good parent, if you're going to be a good owner, whatever comes at you, you have to deal with it, don't you?
Absolutely. And I think there's no right time for it. You know, like just like there's no exact right time to start a business, there's no exact right time to have a baby. There's a correlation there, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are some new things that you've learned about emotional endurance in the last 6 months?
Some new things that I've learned. Interesting. I've learned how to trust the process. You know, that's been my own personal experience. It's been 8 years that I've been in business now, and having gained like the international exposure for the work that I've done, that I really, looking back, Jim, to have trusted what I felt in the beginning. It took me years to trust that there was a yearning that wanted to be born within me that I kept saying, no, not now. No, I have my MBA. I want to work mm-hmm. as a corporate employee. Like there was another voice inside of me that was trying to speak that I kept quieting versus just saying, okay, there is something. And that's something that I really want to share with entrepreneurs and our listeners, is if they have a calling to do something, even if they don't know what it is, just to acknowledge it.
Well, first, and that's such an excellent point, Suzanne, because first I think what you've just done is you've just exposed a lot of people to the concept of there being another voice.
Exactly.
Because, yep. See, a lot of times there'll be people who, right now, just after what you just got through saying, they'll be saying, wait a minute. That's what that noise was in my head.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't discernible, but there was a little nagging thing. They didn't know
that's
what it was. They were uncomfortable. They were restive. They were agitated or whatever. And you just told them that it's another voice and it's speaking to them.
Well, and I'll tell you, Jim, mine didn't come to me until I finished my MBA, which was my goal in 1995.
Right.
I went to school. I spent all my savings to finish my degree, working, you know, having two children as a single parent, and I finish my degree. I get a job making more money than I ever made in my entire life, and I'm in my office one day, and my inner being speaks to me and says, Suzanne, this isn't it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you have got to be kidding.
That's right. After all this, get away from me.
I spent all my money. And so it took me, Jim, 3 years to process that one statement until I finally let go.
Suzanne, it's always a pleasure to have you here. You're so inspirational to a lot of people. Not only your story, but the message that you bring
to us
about what you've learned. And I'm looking forward to tracking what you're going to be doing over the next several years.
Well, thank you so much, Jim.
In emotionalendurance.com, right?
That's it.
Check it out, folks. It's a good one. Suzanne Mulvihill is too. Thanks, Suzanne. See you next time. Quick break. Right back with David Dossie. We're going to talk about intellectual property. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.